5.3.2. Access. People with complex disabilities and their families reported limited access to an adequate standard of living and housing, whether as homeowners, when building, within the private rental market, or when accessing kāinga or a housing. The UNCRPD articles relating to access include the preamble, and articles 4, 5, 8, 9, 12, 14, 17, 19, 20, 21, 28 and 30. In particular, Article 9 states that states parties shall take appropriate measures to ensure persons with disabilities access, on an equal basis with others, to housing. However, most existing houses do not meet accessibility standards. For one family, living in an inaccessible house meant that their child with complex disabilities could not access the bathroom. As such, he could only be washed outside with a bucket when the weather was warm. For another family, a lack of accessible housing meant that the disabled family member could not be present in the living room, and was therefore excluded from spending quality time with his family in a communal space. The size of housing was also identified as a challenge that restricted everyday household activities, due to the number and size of equipment needed for the disabled family member. With regards to public housing, Article 28D of the UNCRPD specifically articulates that disabled people must be able to access public, state, housing programs. However, one interviewee reported living in an inaccessible kāinga or a house for 2 years before an accessible house became available. However, this wait time was extended even further when a day before the move date it was discovered that the accessible property did not actually meet accessibility standards. Building a new home was identified as one way of ensuring access to a completely accessible space tailored to the specific needs of the disabled family member. However, building also came with great challenges, including tense interactions with authorities who were not accustomed to, or supportive of, accessibility. As one interviewee summarized, begin quote, "You would think that if you paid an architect, would think of those things, access needs, but it didn't happen. I raised these things during construction time, but they just ignored me." End quote. Interview number 7. Affordability was also a key factor impacting upon disabled people's access to an adequate standard of living and housing. Limited financial security meant that many families had no choice or control in terms of accessing adequate housing for their disabled family members. One interviewee articulated that the current health and disability funding system was insufficient to meet the housing needs of the disabled family member, especially within the private rental market. The cost of building an accessible house was also prohibitive, particularly when considering variation fees attached to new build housing schemes, begin quote, "because having a person with disability does make you poorer. For us, we've had to sink a lot of money into this and we've been fortunate that we could do that, but we definitely shouldn't have to do that, but if you haven't got much to start with, then it's not fair." End quote. Interview number 8. While interviewees acknowledged that funding for housing and living costs exists, it could not always be used for the specific or unique needs of the disabled person they were caring for. This was also impacted by inconsistencies between funding systems. For example, families whose children were funded by the Ministry of Health were often denied financial contributions for home modifications. On the other hand, one interviewee whose child was funded by ACC felt that they had received generous support when modifying their home for accessibility. However, being accepted as qualifying for ACC funding often took time, effort and advocacy. For example, the young woman who recently acquired multiple and complex disabilities had not been approved for ACC funding, and her family are now trying to have the decision reviewed. For another family, a lengthy legal battle eventually led to their child transitioning from MOH to ACC, which significantly improved the child's standard of living within the home. A final key theme was access to the community. The location of accommodation was important to interviewees as it embodied the potential for both the disabled person and the wider family to be able to participate in and contribute to their community. As stipulated in Article 19b, disabled people have a right to be included in their community in order to prevent isolation or segregation. Even so, it was noted that for many interviewees, location and community access were low on their priority list when compared to things like affordability. Interviewees expressed that they had little choice or control over where they lived and were living in locations dictated primarily by affordability and accessibility.